Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Thousands of nurses have marched to the Health Minister's office after rallying outside Parliament House. It's part of a statewide strike as they ramp up calls for better pay and working conditions. Speaking at the rally, the Australian Nursing Federation's Janet Ray has commended everyone who turned out and thanked those who chose to keep working.
You have once again showed the community that their safety is paramount to all nurses and midwives. I am proud of you for taking on the added burden of working a skeleton staff to allow your colleagues to come out here today.
Three men are being treated for serious injuries following a fight at a tavern in Mandurah. They were allegedly attacked by a man armed with a large knife or a machete last night. Anyone with information should contact Crime Stoppers. A reward of $500,000 is on offer in the ongoing investigation into the suspected homicide of a 37-year-old man. Nicola LaFelci was last seen in January 1994 leaving a Wembley pizza shop. Police believe someone in the community knows what happened to him. In sport, the countdown is on to the Socceroos' next World Cup clash. The Aussies will face Tunisia at midnight tomorrow, our time. Last night, history was made with Cristiano Ronaldo becoming the first player to score at five World Cups, firing home a penalty in Portugal's win over Ghana.
It's Ronaldo, it's 1-0 Portugal. And it's a moment of World Cup history.
That audio thanks to SBS.